his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yadid Nafshi. Ochanan Meir, Ben Chai Rachel. He and his whole family should have Rachel Batslach of Ochal Masei Yadayhem. We're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the Holy Rebbe Yitzchak Cohen Huberman, the Tzaddik of Ranana. It says in the Pasuk, Vayachol Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim, a new king rose over Egypt. So we are on page Yud Aleph. It says Musar. So he says a Musar idea here. Kishish Yisraeli kam baboker, when a Jewish man wakes up in the morning. Melech v'nimlech b'dayto. So it says Vayachol Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim, a new king arose over Egypt. So Vayachol is when a Jewish person wakes up in the morning. Melech is milashon lihimalech b'dayto. Melech means a king, but it also means to think about things. Chadash, Eich she'azro Hashem v'aso b'riyah chadasha. New, how Hashem made him a new creature this morning. De'balayla shachavai fiyageh v'atakam b'koach chadash. At night, you go to sleep, you're so tired, you're exhausted, you're wiped out. You wake up in the morning with new koach. That's why Yaakov, when you get up in the morning, Melech, you think about the fact that chadash, you have this ischachas, you have this renewal. And you recognize the goodness of God and you use this koach to serve Hashem. And that through this, it says, al Mitzrayim. So this, because of this is chachas, you're going to be al, you're going to be above. Mitzrayim, what is Mitzrayim? Mikol ha-metzirim lo. All those who cause you anguish. If you think about it, that Hashem's going to help you, that Hashem helped you wake up in the morning new and refreshed, you have koach over those who give you tzar, those who make things narrow for you, meitzirim lo. Osev od asher, shechazek v'asher Hashem kafi binosa lahavim. And it adds that he should give validation kiviyachol to Hashem as much as you can understand. Asher, that's milashon ishur, to validate. Lo yada, the pasuk continues, asher lo yada as Yosef, didn't know. Lo yada imke tarasenu akadosha sigis achamur shebetchil lo yechol lahavin. Vainu es remez latar akadosha hanivtes b'chaf beiz osias. So lo yada means he didn't know. He doesn't know the deep sigis of Torah. He couldn't understand, and that's asher lo yada es. So vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim, he's going to be elevated because he realizes Hashem's giving him his chachas. Asher, and then he's going to validate Hashem as much as he can understand how great Hashem is, the benefit he has received from Hashem. Lo yada, he didn't know until now. He didn't know the very deep, complex sugyas of the Gemara. S is Aleph to Tav, the 22 letters of the alphabet. It's a remez to the Torah, which is made up of these 22 letters. Yosef is addition. Yisvasef lo lahavina mata. Now you're going to be able to understand the main ken yirat, since you wake up in the morning and you say, ooh, look at what Hashem has given me, this new life. Last night I was so tired and now I am so refreshed, and thank you God, and because of that you'll have power even to learn things that you didn't understand until now. Shelo yoda es, if you didn't know until now, es Yosef, Hashem will add on and help you understand. Very beautiful Musar idea. We should be zocher to that, like the Rav concludes, amen ken yiratzon. He continues, Dra Drush Fayakam Elachada Shaloides Yosef Ramalamoy Namina Israel Abnischakmalo. So he didn't know Yosef, and he said to his nation, the Jewish people, etc., let's outsmart them. So Mafarshim Diktakwa Yitra Lashana Shaloyades Yosef. What does it mean, Ashaloyades Yosef? Yeshlomar al Piyadua. Diyim Melech Ish Mumad Bechokhmo Mar Betovas Amedina. Azu Makarvas Bnei Yisrael, Ayosim Yodim B'Tov Tov Maso Matan, Mashir Mefatchen Amadina Masifin Latova. V'zeh Yaminu Yosef Kimfurish B'Tehillim B'Zken of Yechkom. V'gam Paro Hizkir Chachamim Kodim L'Chartumim. Ach B'Kum Adam Rashu B'Lial, U'Sone Kol HaChachamim, U'Varoshim Eloim HaYehudim, U'Merachkom V'Dochkom. Ach Al Yidei Zeh Nistaldilim Bnei Medina, U'Varoshim Halozeh Yizkom U'Negdo, Masa Meitu Kol Ashma LaYehudim Shehem Ochrei Medina. Zeh shamar kasa v'yakam melech chadash shelo yades Yosef per shelo yada lahosif betovas ha-medina lefikach amar habnischak mala Yehudim. So he says like this, that it's well known that if you have a king and he's a smart guy and he cares about the people, so who does he appoint? Who's Who's Biden bringing close to him now that he's the new president? From what I heard, a little bit of what I heard, I don't follow. Came out anything anymore, but I heard he's a lot of Jews in his cabinet, people who are close to him. So every president, if you look, Trump also, all these presidents, they have Jews, Bob, even Obama, all of them. At least the recent ones, they bring Jews close. He's Makarev because the Jews understand business, and the Jews enrich the country, and they develop the country, and Jews have the startups. So if you're a smart king, you're going to bring the Jews in. And that's why Yosef was brought in, like it says in Tehillim. That he brought in this wise man of Yosef because Paro understood that Yosef in his wisdom would help develop the country. However, when an evil man gets up, and he hates the wise people. And who does he hate the most? He hates the Jews. So he tries to push them away. But then the people become impoverished. The country. Because things start getting bad. Because now he doesn't want Jews. Jews benefit him so much. And yet he doesn't want Jews. So then they rebel against the king. Why are you making things so terrible for us? So what does the king do? He accuses the Jews. He says, no, it's not my fault, it's the Jews' fault. That's what it means. Ve'yakam elech hadash esher lo yedas Yosef, shlo yoda lehosif v'tovas hamedina. A new king stood up that didn't know Yosef. In other words, Yosef m'lashon lehosif. He wasn't adding on to the benefit of the country. U'lefikachu omer, and therefore he said, hav nischak ma'alei yehudim. Let's outsmart the Jews. Let's start up with the Jews. It's the Jews' fault. That's what Pyro did. Pyro starts blaming the Jews. It's all the Jews' fault. We continue Asher lo yedas Yosef Ayin Razal. Look in the Gemara, brought in Rashi, Sotir Aleph Amar Aleph. Well, Anius Daiti Nire. What does this mean? According to my humble understanding, Dine Targum Unculus. Tirgei Munkulus Dilo Mekayim Gzeiros Yosef. What does it mean, Asher Lo Yedas Yosef? He wasn't Mekayim the Gzeir of Yosef. What does he mean? What Gzeir was Yosef Gozer? Ve'esh Lomer Delechora Ma'abakasev Lashmenu Miyah Melech HaChadash Lechora. What's the Pasuk coming to tell us? Who is the new king? Shama She'ezeh Mikarov Amru Lo Yali Yosef. Hechi Yisanu Nefchu Lishmo Adivrei Asata Lishtabit Bevanu V'mishpachto. What's going on over here? Recently they said to Yosef, Hechi Yisanu, in Bereishis 47:25, which means you've given us life. And now they're hearing bad things about Yosef and his family, bad things about the Jewish people. Gam hefech nimus hamalachim shemadar misyatsi misorim maluch v'zed dibur alam. And also, what does it mean? Ve'om ralam, he's speaking to the nation. Speak to your cabinet. What are you speaking to the nation? V'tzino sator seinu akadosha b'simen ha'shalo yedes Yosef. Vigilat, and so that's what the pasuk means when it says he didn't know Yosef. Vigilat targum munkulus, d'lo makayim gzeiros Yosef. Targum munkulus said that he didn't fulfill the gzeiros of Yosef. The parashas is Miketz, because in Miketz in 41:55 it says l'chol Yosef, and Chazal say that Yosef said to him that my God doesn't like sustaining those who don't have a foreskin. I want you guys to get a bris milah. So they went ahead and got a bris milah, but then at the end of Parshas Vayigash in 47:22 it says Chok Lekwana Meis Paravachlu Eschukam Loit Zichem Vavakish Panasasem Yosef Vakein Loisel Lo Shlita Leim Lamu Ligzor Shiamulu. But the Kohanim, the priests of Egypt, they had their own parnasa. They didn't need to ask from Yosef, and therefore they didn't have to get a bris milah. And the Torah tells us this Leida Mahusosam and Hige Umosa Olam Shedvareim Tamid Im Ha'am. And the Torah is telling us this to know the essence of those leaders of the Gentiles. And instead of sowing love between different nations, different peoples, instead they pit one nation against another nation. And that's also what happened in Spain, that the people were subverted to believe that the Jews were the bad guys. So that's what it means when it says Di Lomakayim Gzeras Yosef Ashalayades Yosef. Meaning that they had to have a Brit Milah. But look at the Kohanim. The priests didn't need to get a Brit Milah, and they didn't have to ask their parnasa from Yosef, and therefore Yosef didn't have power over them to make exerut they should have a Brit Milah. And that's what Paro was doing. He was saying, look at what a horrible person Yosef is and his people. He made us get a Brit Milah in order that he should support us. But the Kohanim didn't have to have this, so he's pitting them, the Jewish people, against everybody else, and everybody else against the Jewish people. And the Torah is telling us this in order to show us that that's the way it's going to be done in history, that the leaders try to show the people that it's all the Jews' fault. We're skipping one piece. The next piece is Hainam B'nai Yisrael Rabbah Tzumimenu. It says, behold, the nation of B'nai Yisrael is much greater than us. But why does it say, I'm B'nai Yisrael? Could have just said B'nai Yisrael, not the nation of the sons of Israel. Could have just said the sons of Israel, B'nai Yisrael. Maybe what it means is that I'm, nation, is talking about the masses. And when it says B'nai Yisrael, those are the important people. And the scholars. It says in the Nedarim 81a that it's not found that Talmid Chacham and their children should be Talmid Chachamim. So people don't say that Torah is an inheritance. No. You have to work hard. You have to learn. And Chazal also tell us, be careful about Bnei Anim, that from Bnei Anim, Torah will come out. So when it says B'nai Aniyim, it's talking about those Amoratsim, those ignorant people. From them, their children, Torah is going to come out, because Ani is B'das. Ani is with one's intellect. So we already wrote earlier that the new king was a priest. And it's known that the priests particularly hate the rabbis, they hate the scholars, they hate the leaders, Manhige Aida. So this new priest, this Paro, tried to sway the masses against the Talmid Chachamim with his rhetoric. And the Talmid Chacham, the average guy, doesn't know the Talmud Chacham. He just hears what the priest says, what the Galach says on Sunday in church. And whatever he says must be true. But when it comes to the masses, the Goyim recognize the masses. And sometimes, the Goyim doesn't know the Rabbanim necessarily. They're not in close contact with the Rabbanim, but they're in close contact with the masses. And sometimes the Goy even likes his Jewish friends. And like we had during the Holocaust, that there were Goyim who were mamish moser nefesh for the Jews. Alkein ischakeim zeh ha-melech ha-chadosh lemsor lesod lamo. And since they like the Jews, it's not going to be so easy for the priest to sway the Goyim against the Jews, the masses of Jews. So therefore, and therefore this new king gave over the secret to his nation. Hine Am, who are Am? Am Eretz Yotem Akirim Osam. These are the Am Eretz, the masses that you know. B'nei Yisrael, Hem yir'u lachem kamo atamid hachamim. They're going to do evil to you, just like B'nai Yisrael, just like the Chashev Jews, just like the Scholar, just like the Tamid HaChamim. Ki Rav Ve'atsum, because the Gaonim, the Tzadikim, the Rav Ve'atsum, the great people, Mimenu, are born from the Amei Aretz, like the Gemara says. That Tamid HaChamim don't have children who are Tamid HaChamim many times, but the Amei Aretz do. The Tamid HaChamim ain't no matzu she have b'nayim Tamid HaChamim kanal. The Gemara says Tamid HaChamim often don't have children or Tamid HaChamim. You have to be careful from the Amei Aretz. Because you have to be careful to Tamid HaChamim that they'll believe because they don't know the Tamid HaChamim. And not only that, you also have to be careful from the Amei Aretz because they're going to have children or Tamid HaChamim. So you have to watch out for them also. And that's what Paro, that's what this Comer Paro, this priest Paro, wanted to say in order to sway the masses against the Jews. Okay, there are many, many more pieces. We should be zochet to learn more. Not this year, I hope in the future, Mirtz Hashem. And we should be so chalumo the ulam edlish molas the kaims called every torah so we have a, and hopefully we will see a kiyum with our very own eyes of the promise of the holy Ranana Rebbe, the Atzadik Miranana, Rav Yitzhak Hoberman, that those who spread his Torah, he will pray for them, and we should see ach tov v'chesed kol yemei chayenu, shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.